are on Daf Kuf Yutes Amid Beis. Before we learn the Gemara, I'd like to read from the Sefer Maisei Oireg, and I think there'll be a few nekudas of the Gemara that we'll be able to understand better. This is on from page 55 to page 58. He says as follows, there's a process called fulling. After weaving woolen cloth was handed over to the fuller, who washed it in a tub containing warm water and fuller's earth. It was stamped on while it was in the tub to shrink, and felt it in order to close the tiny gaps in the weave. To further felt and shrink it, it was also sometimes pounded afterwards with mallets. It was then stretched out to dry, and sometimes loops were attached to the edges of the cloth so that the nails of the tentering frame would not have to be thrust through the cloth itself. So when they attach loops to stretch it out to dry. Since the shrinking causes the cloth to harden, it was brushed with a teasel brush, which by gently plucking up the surface fibers raises a nap to give a soft finish to the cloth. The advantage of using teasel's thistle heads as opposed to using a metal brush is that the teasel spikes will break off when they encounter a knot instead of damaging the material. And we'll be learning about this. And then he says, now, the teaseling of the material accomplished two things. This raising and cropping of the nap enhanced the insulating properties of the cloth. And number two, made it softer. And number three, gave it a more beautiful appearance by concealing the thread network. Cloth intended for clothing was teaseled either along the directions of the warp, which was vertically, or along the direction of the weft. In either case, the teasels made contact with the weft only since clothing was weft-faced. Now, he says one more thing. Teaseling cloth for clothing along the direction of the warp will bring more hairs to the surface than with teaseling along the direction of the weft. This is because the weft, which covers the surface of such cloth, was very loosely twisted, and the fibers are therefore spiraling steeply up the length of the thread. Consequently, weft direction teaseling means teaseling along the direction in which the fibers are more or less lying anyway. So this teaseling process did not bring out too much of the fibers. Warp direction teaseling, going vertically, however, means brushing the weft almost at right angles to the direction in which its fibers lie. This will obviously pull many more fibers to the surface. The more fibers raised to the surface and cropped, the more beautiful will the cloth be. But also, of course, the more it is weakened and the easier torn. Therefore, only garments worn for prestige and beauty were teaseled in warp direction, whereas garments for everyday usage were teaseled in weft direction. All these finishing processes exert considerable strain, particularly on the first and last few wefts of the cloth, So to prevent them being damaged, some odd threads were woven in at the beginning and at the end of the weaving. After the finishing processes were over, they were removed by the fuller and kept as perks, and the cloth edges were left none the worse for having been fulled. This is more or less how he explains this process, and I think we'll appreciate our Gemara much better. Let us just again see the Loshon HaMishneh. And let us just quickly go over the Mishneh. Muchin Shahakoivis, the Mishnah Kufiyat Tesamad Aleph, Muchin Shahakoivis Maitzi. Now these were soft materials that came out from the wool, when the wool was washed. Shakovis Maitin, this came out through the washing process, Areelu Shaloi. This belongs to the Kovis, even though theoretically it comes from the wool of the Balatzemer, but there was an understanding, since it wasn't worth too much, this was given to the Kovis. Bahasairik, and this is Vishahasairik Maitzi, and this is this fuller, the one who teaseled the beggar. Now, koivis neitel gimel chutim behein shaloi. A koivis, these are the gimel chutim which he spoke about, which were not a chelik of the ariga. They were different types of threads that were put there to ensure that the ariga should not unravel through the kvisa kibus process. Is koivis neitel gimel chutim behein shaloi. Yes, and we can't arei elu shabalabais. If these chutim were a complete different color of the beged, noitel asakel, because these chutim only are megana the beged. Behein shaloi. And then it says the Mishnah further, hachayet a tailor sheshir esachut kedei litver boy, is, that means if the tailor is left over with a chut. Now all the supplies were supplied by the owner of the materials. Now after this tailor finished sewing a beged, he has some thread left over, and he has enough thread kedei litver boy, or umatalis, or this is a piece of beged that was cut off when he evened out the beged, he cut off a chelik of the beged, should gimel al gimel, three its boys by three its boys, re'elu shabalabais. Masha Harash Maitse be Matzot. A Matzot is a type of a chisel. So that what a carpenter, the wood chips that a carpenter takes out when he's chiseling the wood, are Elu Shaloi. So this is not to Choshev. So this belongs to the carpenter. Ubekashel, which is a type of an axe, and the chips were much thicker, Shabalabais. That is speaking about a kablin. It was mekabel to build a house. So there, the chips, there's a difference. If they're thinner chips, they belong to the carpenter. If they're thicker chips, they still remain, they belong to the balabais. But if he was a schir yoim, he's just offering his services. He's not creating something. So even the sawdust belongs to the balabos. Tana Rabbanon, loikrin muchin min hakoivis, one is permitted to purchase muchin min hakoivis, mipnei shahin shaloi. That means the Mishnah had said that muchin shakoivis moitzi areelu shaloi, the small particles, the lint or other things that come out from the tzemer. They used to use this for pillows. So one is permitted to purchase these muchin from the kaivis, nehen shalai, because they belong to him. A kaivis neitel shnei chutim hel yoinim behen shalai. He takes the top two chutim, the Gemara is going to ask Kakash, and the Mishnah said he takes three chutim. These are the chutim that were woven to the beggar to ensure that it should not unravel b'shas kibbus. B'lo yatil boy yoysel mishloisha chuvin. Now let us see what Rashi says. L'yatuba yaisa migimul chuvim. Chuvim, let us just, the translation of chuvim means stitches. Now there were loops attached to the beged, and these loops were, they attached it to nails that were in the wall, and that's how they stretched the beged. So now we're going to speak about the strength of these loops. The stronger one, the more stitches that were made on each loop, is the stronger the loop would be, and the more one could stretch the beged. And that is not too good, to be able to stretch the beged too much. Zogt Rashi, derech haserkim, these fullers, is loseis luloi shel tovi, b'machat l'irke shel beged. On the length of the beged, there were loops. Shamaisrin behem, that they used to stretch the beged, shuhu nisrak, when it was thizzled, and v'choyftoi b'maklois, and they used to bang on it, ushenigmar, and after they finished this procedure, uboiltein oisoi mokeim aluloys, shenimtachshom. That means now the material alone, there were the ends of the material were very bumpy because it was stretched, the mokeim aluloys, so now when you took off the beged, it was a bumpy beged. Yeah, so memela, so uboiltein oisoi mokeim aluloys, shenimtachshom. That it was stretched in these areas is mashvoisom, so he's permitted to cut the material that it should be smooth. V'noytel oisnaktsuin la'atzma. This the seirek is allowed to take for himself. Kedama lekama vashmiinon tane shelo yitverein. He should not stitch together lois and lois bechazok. These loops should not be tightly attached to the material. Kedesh la yuchal. Why shouldn't it be attached tightly? Kedesh la yuchal la moscha yais midash. He should not be able to pull it too much. So therefore the loops were weakly attached to the beged, so only a small amount of stretching was possible. Ela gimel chovin, three stitches. Yapains belazis are stitches. Gimel tfiris b'machat. So that means each loop was attached to the beged with three stitches. And that was the amount of, that was the strength of the loop. So the amount of pressure that could be used to pull the beged was the strength of these loops which were attached with three stitches. Now let us go. L'yatul bo yoysa mishloi shechuvim. He shouldn't put more than three stitches. Now we had just mentioned before from the Maisei Oirig, if you thizzle, that I think that's how he calls this process. Teasling. So this combing process it was called teasling the beged, so it could be done in the length of the beged or the width of the beged. We mentioned before, if it's done in the length of this teasling process was done in the length of the beged, so the chutei ha'orev, many fibers came out because it was going perpendicular to the chutei ha'orev, and many fibers came out from the chutei ha'orev, and it was softer and nicer. Lidachisa, since many fibers came out, so the chutiyora became weaker, so it would not last too long. You had the beauty of the beged, but you had the beauty and the price of losing its strength. So here the Beraisa is telling us, v'lo yisrek beged l'shoshe, he should not teasel the beged going vertically, because then you are weakening the fibers of the chutei ha'orev. Ela la'ova, you go horizontally. So too many fibers are not taken out from the chutei ha'orev. U'mashveyu la'orkoi, and then you make it, the oirach of the beged, you smooth it out. It shouldn't be boiled. Avoloi la'orkoi. Vimbo la'ashvoisei atefach ha'shoi. He's allowed to to the oimek of a tefach, he's allowed to cut the maggot, that it should till a tefach, that it should be smooth. Now here it says that the koivis is permitted to take two chutim, vanant nan sholish. So the Gemara says, Lekasha ho balimi ho bektini. If there are thick chutim, he can only take two. If there are thinner chutim, he can take three. These are the chutim which were woven into the beged to protect it that it shouldn't unravel through this process. As we said, all these finishing processes exert considerable strain, particularly on the first and last few wefts of the cloth. So to prevent them being damaged, some odd threads were woven in at the beginning, at the end of the weaving. So these are these two chutim or the three chutim. So Rashi, so let's see what Rashi says. So mashveyu mekayim ablita shenimshach sham. That means we said that where the lulois were, where the loops were, so in the places where they were, so the beged had stretched, so the beged was boiled. Mashvei mokim ablita shenimtach sham noito b'misporai. This he takes off with scissors, he cuts it off, afilo atefach, little mimenu ritzuis rechoveis tefach, in order to latefach he's allowed to cut into the beged, to smooth out the beged. Alimi gasin, so then it's shnayim, then it's two threads, and if it's ktini, it's thinner threads, then one can take three threads. You should not teasel the beged vertically. You should teasel it horizontally. We learned a baraisa that says that he should teasel the beged vertically. So the Gemara says, Leikasha ha beglima ha besalbala. So what does Rashi say? Glime talis, it's a beged, ha asuya l'chol yayim. This was an everyday beged, u'shus seirek l'shas yayim, noicha l'kore mayer. So then he's pulling out more threads from more fibers from the chutei ha'orek. So memela, you're weakening the beged. So memela, so therefore you should teasel it horizontally. Salbila osi likovei delinoi. This was mekubedike beged. Uchshu sayrik lishosyai. So fakert. So the there more fibers come out, and the beged is no yaisel. So it looks much nicer. So for a mekubedike beged. So there, the strength of the beged is not so important, because the beged is used to cover the lanoi, so then this teaseling process is made going vertically in order to pull out more fibers to beautify the beged. Zakh the Gemara Vaita. Now we learned that these loops, which were sewn to the beged, one should make sure there should only be three stitches to each loop to ensure that the loop should not be too strong, because if the loops will be too strong, then the beged will be stretched too much, And that is not necessary. So the Gemara layata by Yosef Mishloi Shachuvin. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya Amtuye ba Asuye Chad. What is called three stitches? A three stitches called you're meilech the machat and then you bring it back. So that's called one stitch. So memela, three stitches will come out, which will be, so a stitch is two trivis, so three stitches will be six trivis. Oidulma amtuye vaasuye trei. Or maybe going one way is one stitch, and then going back is the second, then he goes back one way again. What does Rashi say? Ochi gal sinan. No, I skipped the Galil. Okay, we'll see this Rashi and we'll go back. I skipped the Shikul Gemara. Ochi gal sinan, amtuye basuye chad, idum amtuye basuye trei. Minek taifa umen, lahoylech u lahovi hamachat bebeget. That he sticks it out of the beged and brings it back into the beged. Koydim sheyim shech kolachut. Kami boy loy hanach gimel chutim diktoni the three stitches. Mich shive oilocha babochat. Davalu gimel hailoches ve gimel hailois. I do my locha babo trei choshim lo, so it'll be two ailoches and one haibo. I skipped over a gemara. Let's go back to the gemarim. No, I didn't skip over. Umashveyu laorkoi avoloi lerochboi. Hashi seems to have a different say there. Mashveyu laorkoi avoloi lerochboi. When he cuts it, he smooths it out, it should have a smooth surface, that's in the oirech of the beged, not in the roichab of the beged. Vosanye ipche, loikashe, ho beglima, ho behemuni. So Rashi before says, beglima mashve laolke, ke the precious lel, hemyona is a type of a belt, and in nira o shnei rosha atluyim, lakach mashve, lerochbo, beis, rosha atluyim. So then he's mashve in the roichav of the beged, the other place he's mashve in the oirech of the beged. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ein leukren min haseirik muchin. One should not purchase min haseirik, this fuller should not purchase muchin. Bibnei she'ine shaloi. That's what we had. That's what we had that in the Mishnah, that the muchin that comes out through the stizzling process does not belong to the seirik. But if the minigam mokim is that the baal abeged is mevata and the muchim that come out ayidei this process, this teasling process, so like then you're permitted to purchase it from the seirik. We know where it came from. It came from Daudi was seirik the begodim. But if the minig is that he can keep it, so one is permitted to purchase it for him. Ubachol mokem loikhen mehen kar maloy muchin, uksas maloya muchin. But one is permitted to purchase a pillow, a mattress that is full of muchin. My time, kananu beshinui. Is kind of bishinui. Now, we have here our Amoridiki Gemara. We have here, number one, we have here a Gemara that taking these muchin and putting them into making a pillow out of them, it's considered a shinui. Before it was muchim, it wasn't a keli, it wasn't usable to lay on, and now it's a pillow. That's called muchin, even though one can say mali hochem mali hosam, it's the same muchim, but fakert, it's now it's in a matzev, just like we had Shabbos wanted to shtel tzu al amorish hagozel shabona bevin. You take a beam and you put it into a house, so now it's supporting the house. So it's also the same beam. But now it's doing a different function. Now it's supporting a house, so it's something different. So here also, before it was muchim that were unusable, and now you put it into, you made a pillow out of it, so it's called the shinui in the muchim. Now there is a kasha from the Rajban Raivit, but it's a shinui achoizer. I mean, to just open up the open up this pillowcase and it becomes again muchen. So why is he koine? So he brings the teretz from the Ravid as follows. She'ein ze gezel vadai. That means when you're purchasing muchen from a seirek, you can't say 100% that this is gigazel te muchen. Ela misofik atabolo yisrei. It's a sofik gezel. Ve'kiven she'kein b'shinui kol dohumuta. Amoyredik ezach, by a sofik gezel, So a shini kodo is also good. By vada gezel, you need a real shini. Vayaki wants to bring from others that it's a takonas chachomim. That means that since the whole thing is only a sofi gezel, so they were makel the shini kodo. This is a yesoid that the rishayim say with Arash ben Araiva. There's a moiridike kashe from the Kapis Tmorim. The Kapis Tmorim in Perik Lula Bagozel asks Akasha as follows. The Gemara says that if an avankari purchases hadasim from a karka that belongs to a goy, so there's a problem because tam akum goizle ratanino, it's really not, it's a sofik. It's a sofik, maybe this is a stolen karka. It's a stolen karka, so memele karka in an exelis, so the vankeri will cut the hadasim, so he'll be a gazlan. So memele, so there's a whole eight of what to do, so we tell the goy, the owner of the karka, to cut it, and it's yish vishini rishus. So the Gemara is akasha, why do you need this procedure, let avankri be koine b'shini maise. It's a shini maise, if you hold lulav tzorech agat, so memele, so it becomes, it's a shini maise, that now the adasim are, before it was single adasim, and now it becomes an agude, the lulav, the adasim and the rovis, so memele, she be koine b'shini maise. So the Gemara says, no, it's a shini achaisa. The agad makes it into an agude, but you can untie the agad and it'll become back plain hadasim. So it's a shini achayzer. Frek the hilke kapis tomorrow from our Rashba. The Rashba brings down from the Ravid by a sofi gezu. A fila shini achayzer is also kind of, that's what says in our Gemara by Muchin. So what's the problem? There, Stam Akum Gazloni Arata does not mean literally that I assume it's Gozel. It's a Sofik. There's a Chshash. Maybe they stole the Karka. So on this Chshash, so Shini Achayza should help. This Kasha, the Kapis Tmorim asks. If the Kapis Tmorim answers, it could be our Gemara is only speaking about Hilchis Gezel, that means in Hilchis Gezel, that it's a shayla, is it shaloi, can I use it, can't I use it? So Mamela in Hilchis Gezel, since it's a Safi Gezel, and then it's a Shini Achayza, he said you could use it in Hilchis Gezel, a Shini Achayza is kinda if it's a Safi Gezel. He wants to say over there we're speaking about a Dvar Mitzvah, speaking about a Dvar Mitzvah, Gozel is Mosla Mitzvah, so there, Ashini Achayzer is not sufficient. He says, that what Chazal were matter to use it, but since it's Ashini Achayzer, so it's Mosla Mitzvah. That's what the Kapis Gemara wants to answer. Zot the Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbonim, Ein leikrin migardi loy irin. Now, in Sefer Maisa Oireg, he brings a picture what the Irin, this is the shuttle that is used in the weaving process when they made the chute ha'oreg. So if one can see here this picture is on the front page of the Maisei Oirek. This is the shuttle, and the chute ha'orev are wrapped around. So he explains like this, that there was like a hollow bamboo which went over a kone. This kone was a hollow bamboo through which passes a metal rod. There was a metal rod that was attached to the shuttle. Now, the metal rod that was attached to the shuttle, it was attached as follows. In one side of the shuttle, there was a hole, so the metal rod fit into the hole. On the other side, there was an opening, so the rest of the metal rod used to lie in this opening. So that's how it fit in. But then you have a tremendous problem when you throw the shuttle, so this whole rod will fall out from this shuttle. So therefore they used to stuff it with wool or cotton to make sure that it won't fall out. So this is called irin. Now this was supplied by the one who's, we're talking about a weaver. He was given supplies from the one who wanted to make the beged. So he was given this cotton to stuff this chelik of the shuttle that in order that this rod should not fall out. Now, what happens after the weaving process? So he wants it back. He's not giving it for free. This is not being given away for free. So let us just see the lotion of, first we'll see the b'rais, and then we'll start translating each inyan. Tana Rabbana. Ein leikhen migardi, one is not permitted to purchase from a weaver, loy irin, so the irin is this tzemer, now that's what Rashi says, irin. Derech hagardi laniach tzemer bekone shel orev, this was this rod, that around this rod there was wound around the chute ha'orev, the weft. Kidei shlo yeitze ha'orev min hakone lakan ulakan, vuhu shel balabayis. That belongs to the balabais. So you can't buy this because this is stolen. V'loy nirin. What is nirin? Rashi says litzait. This is a thread with a ring in the center to which passed the thread of the warp. So that was, it also seems to belong to the one, the gardi was only a worker. He didn't have kalim. Everything was given to him. So you can't buy this from him also. You can also, leinirin veloy punklin. Punklin is treimish. These are, Rashi says, treimish shoisen liirios anerogis mohume. This was used for the weft in the looms that were oimid, they stood horizontally, the looms. It wasn't such a sophisticated loom. This was a different type of a weft, and this was given to this oiri. V'loi shiurai pekiyais. Pekiyais is, these are balls of thread. So this cannot be purchased from an oireg because he never supplied the materials. It belongs to the one who hired him to make the baguette, and he wants them back. Avoloikhim mehen beged menuma. But one is permitted to buy a beged menuma, a beged that's spotted up in different clothing. And between you and me, it looks like a clown suit because it's different colors. Now, what pshat in this beged? Pshat in this beged was, he was weaving begodim for different customers, and they took trumas and maisres for himself. So he had small patches, and when he accumulated enough trumas and maisres, he made a beged out of it. So it looks like a clown suit, ein hanami, and everyone can know where this came from. Doesn't come from Lord and Taylor's. It comes from, this is all stolen goods that, the small patches that he had stolen for himself. But you're allowed to buy it. Why are you allowed to buy it? Begid Manuma, Sarashi says, Kloima Afilu Manuma Bitsvoim Harbe. Very colorful. Afapi Shreglayim Ledovo. Shagon avatama mina begodim shorak, like mehem, you can buy the kanano beshinoi. With kaina beshinoi, samamela, you're allowed to buy it. Orev vishosi tovi v'orik. I think these are, if it was made into an arige, it was made into, we know what this Oriva Shasi is, but Tavi Va'orig means it was spun into threads or is woven into a beged. This you're also allowed to purchase from him because you're allowed to purchase this from him because it's also a shini. Tvi is a shinui. Arig is about the Gevis a shini. So the Gemara asks Akasha Omri, Hashta Tovi Shokli, if you can take spun threads from him because these kaine beshinui, orig mi boy, my orig tichi. Now let us see what Rashi says. Tovi va orig, so Rashi says, vahaino irin da amoron leyikach. We're going back, there was a blob of wool, that was stuck into the, that used to push into the shuttle to prevent the kone from slipping out. So you're not allowed to purchase this from him because this belongs to the owner. Layikach. But im tavoi hagardi, but what if he had stolen it already and he spun it into thread? Like the kaninu bishinu. So this tavi va'orig, one is permitted to purchase from a gardi. So the Gemara asks if you're allowed to buy threads. Orig mi boy, avalei tavi kaidem lo, you're kind of ready with the tviya. So why do you have to tell me if he made a beged out of it, he wove a beged lot to keep the beged? So the Gemara says, we're not speaking about my orig tichi. So Rashi says, Tichi, Shar Shereish, Shrimsh Deloy Tobon Koidem Lechein. The Shrimsh is called tresses made from unspun linen. So Al Kaponim, there was no Tviya in these Tichi, so telling us this is also a Shinoi. You have Tviya as a Shinoi, and these Shar Shereish are also a Shinoi. Zok the Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbonim. Now we're going by the person whose profession he's a dyer. He dyes clothing. So you also could have not legal products by him, which he stole. And like him in a tzaba, loy oisais. Now what's oisais? So Rashi says oisais, kshimevien loy beged, it's boya, when they give a beged, so chaytach mimeno ma'at lifnei bailam. So he tells the bailam, listen, hey, I can't dye your whole beged. Let me just see first if this beged will be kaila tetzeva. Fine, no problem. So he cuts off a piece of the beged. He tests it. Leidam yiklei tetzeva. Upa amim. So now he cut off a nice piece of material to test it. Upon him shema'ak vayetzle, he leaves the payim. So now I got a piece of material. Vishakrei bailam. The bailam forgot to take it back. So memelem. So ein loikrim in atzaba loy oisois. This is stolen goods. This, the bailam was never maskim that he should keep it. It was necessary to cut it off, to test if the beggin will be kailat the tzeva, but al kaponim it was not given to him to keep. V'loi dugmais. What's dugmais? Rashi says dugmais, mebin lay abaylam tzema litzboya. He brings him wool to dye. Umeivi imoy matzema tzavu abay mekezet. Tabeli, he brings him some colored wool. I want this color. So again, the tabe is holding on to this tzema to match it accurately, that the beged should, that the tzema that he's dying should be exactly this color from this dugme. And again, the bailun can forget to take it back, and now he's selling it. But this is gezel, not allowed to purchase it. Leitlushim shel tzema, shetola shtlushay tzema shetolsh minagiza hatzema matmaat. This is also the tzabim seems to help himself to cut off a little, to pull off a little, but the tailish a little from the tzema. Avoloikim ehem beged tzavua tovui. What is it? Tavoy ubegodim. Tavoy ubegodim. You're allowed to buy thread and begodim. In fact, the Gemara asked the Tavoy shoko begodim me boy. If the Tavoy is a shinoi, so what is the begodim? My begodim nimti. So we have three things. A beget sabur, one is permitted to purchase. I'm like a man beget sabur, the beget shalom legona. Namigonvoy, kanye bishinoy. Tavoy yabgodim. Bahanach dugmois. That means we're speaking about one is not permitted to be purchased, the dugmois, the samples. Because this was not given to the tzaba to keep. Bahanach dugmois shetovon. If he spit, he made threads out of it. Oyosamem begodim, like him. So the Gemara is, hashte tovi shaklina begodim iboy, and begodim on kein tovam. So already it became threads, so it's kind of the threads, so why does he tell me begodim? The Gemara says, my begodim nimti levadim flitresh pelaz. That means this is felt, and felt is made without spinning threads. So memele, so you could have a beged without tviya, that's nimti. So that is what the Brais is telling us. Tana Rabban. Hanoisein oirois la'abdom. Now we're talking about leather, that a person gave oiris to a tanner, that he should go and process he gave him oiris to make leather out of it. Hakitsuin matlushim. So when he's making leather, there are certain things he cuts off. Akitsuin shemekatzei minayor soviv, he wants to make it smooth. So that belongs to the abdom. But, no, I'm sorry. Akitsuin batalushin means tzemer hatolosh minayor. He gives him a skin with some tzemer tolosh to it. So he has to cut off pieces, he has to pull off the tzema from the skin. So here it says, Akitsuyim batlush na'ilu shabal abayis. Ohoyle umishatev b'mayim ar'ilu shaloi. But so here, tzema, Rashi says, Atushim tzema tolosh minoil, that you pull off the skin, this tzema also belongs to the balabos. Tzema ha'oila min shetev ha'mayim shloi. But if there's wool that comes off in the washing process, the davamuatu v'afkuri mafkalei, this belongs to the abdo. Himoya shocher. Now we were speaking about Akoivis, we're back to Akoivis. That the Akoivis takes Gimel Chutim, Vein Shaloi. In Hoy Yeshocha Gabi Lovon, if these Chutim was, they contrasted the color of the Beged, because the Bailam doesn't need these chutim, they were put in to ensure that the baggage shouldn't unravel, but now there's no need for them anymore. Oma Rabbi Yehuda, katzro shmei, vekatzro shokilei. What does Rashi say? Katzro shmei, hakoyveis nikro katzro belosh narami. In the Ramish, the koyves is called a katzro. Vekatzro shum mekatzro min habeged, iu shokui, that what he takes off from the beged, also belongs to him. Vedideyu, so memela, so it seems the, what he's permitted to keep is similar to his name in Aramish. Mekatzra shokile. He's mekatzra min abegad yischutim. So it seems it's neifel al shmoy. Omar Rav Yehuda. Hakel oilem leminyan treles. Now what does Rashi say? Oison shloisha chutim. We're talking about three chutim that were attached to the beged. As he had said before in the Maisa Oireg, to prevent the beged, the cloth of being damaged, some odd threads were woven in at the beginning, at the end of the weaving. So these odd threads, we said, that the Koivis is permitted. Amar Yudah Hakel Oilin Leminyan Treles. That means, if these odd threads were not taken off, really they're not an intrinsic chelik of the beged, they were put there to ensure that the beged shouldn't unravel b'shas des kibbutz. Really, they should be taken off. They weren't taken off. Now, a person is using this beged for a talus. Now, there's a shear that the nekev of the talus has to be, is it a shalish etz boys or a malaya goydel? There's a shear what it has to be, how far it should be from the corner. Now, do you measure these odd threads, which are on the safe of the beged, which theoretically the kovis could have taken off, which is really not part of the beged, if it wasn't taken off, it's on the beged now, when you make the nekev for the tzitzis, is this a chelik of the beged? And memelus, I measure the three etzbois from the bottom of the beged. Or since you saw this is not really a chelik of the beged, so it was as mechubah to the beged, but the purpose it was woven onto the beged was not out the shame beged, only to prevent that the chute ariga should not unravel. So mele it's not considered that the beged starts from here. The beged starts higher. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. No, if it's there, it's mechubah to the beged, it's part of the beged, and you start measuring from these chutim. Let us see what Rashi says. Hakel oylem minyan tcheles, oysen shloisha chutim, im leikotzron hakoyves, if the koyves did not cut them off, oylem lemidas meloy keshe goydel, שצורך להרחיק אסטרילה של הציצס מספס הבגד במסכס מנוחס. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. ויצרוק ברי קופד עליו. That's what the father held. But his son Yitzchok wasn't too sure. Kopad alayu, he was mesupik. Is it a chelik of the beged? Isn't it a chelik of the beged? He wanted to take any chances. So therefore, in order to make sure that the nekev of the tzitz is in the right place, so the noitlon, kopad alayu v'noitlon, he took off these chutim before he made the nekev of the tzitzis to make sure that the nekev should be in the correct mokim. Hachayit sheshia esachut. We had in the Mishnah that a tailor, he was left over some thread that was good. So the shear is kedei litva boy. So if there's enough thread kedei litva boy, you can sew with it. So that belongs to the balabos. This is not hefka. The kama litva. How much thread do you need to say that there's enough you can sew with it? Amarabasi meloy machat. You need the length of the needle. V'chutz l'machat. And that, besides that, you need, besides the length of the needle, you need more thread. And if you have, that means the size of the needle, you have thread the size of the needle, plus more thread, then that's choshuv, and that belongs to the balabos. So the Gemal klaz ha-shayla, iboilu, meloy machat, v'chutz l'machat, besides the length of the machat, you need besides this length, kimeloy machat, that means the thread should have a length of two needles, aydume meloy machat, v'chutz l'machat mashu. Or maybe, you need the length of a machat, and then a mashu mo. Toshma, Someone to be poshed the shayla from the barais. The sanya achayet sheshir esachut. Poches michdei litver boy. Achay left over a chut, it's less michdei litver boy. Metala shipchus mishol shalshalis. Bisman shabalabais mak bidalem, areilu shabalabais. Ein balabais mak bidalem, areilu shaloi. So memele, so if it's less than that shear, so then, is that makpit, so belongs to the balabas. Yamud bishloime, molei machat, v'chutz l'machat, kimloi machat. If you'll say, the shears, when does it vada belong to the balabas? If you have thread, that's the size, that's the length of two machtes. It's poches mikan, so if it's less than that, chazi l'sichsi can still make some stitches out of it. Eliyamrit meloy machat v'chutz l'machat mashu poches mikan l'may chozi. If it's only meloy machat and it's all you need is meloy machat v'chutz l'machat koshu. So if there's less than chutz l'machat koshu, it's only the length of the needle. It's impossible to sew with such thread if it's only the length of the needle. Shema mino meloy machat v'chutz l'machat meloy machat shema mino. Let us see Rashi. Kop delay benoitlan. Meloy amachat, meloy oirech amachat. V'chutz l'machat, shekol zman she'ein min achut amloy amachat, metzumtzum ein yochol l'toich voy bebeket. Bebrais resinim atala shibchus megimel al gimel, l'sichso, chobin shepirash l'omar, these are the stitches. Bochus l'kan l'machoz ein yochol l'apoich amachat on the toich voy, this if the size of the needle is, the size of the thread is only the size of the needle. Masha ha-charosh, now we had the shear. Masha ha-charosh, the wood chips. So we said, if the wood chips that come off from a matzot, it's a type of a chisel, so they're pretty thin, they belong to the carpenter. That what it comes from a kasho, which I think the chips belong to the balabos. So akaponim, that what comes off, that is chiseled off, that belongs to the carpenter. Ramino mashacharash moitzi b'matzod. That what comes out with a matzah, with a chisel, banifsak bimagire, or the small pieces of wood that fall off when one saws a board. So he saws it to a certain size, so there are small pieces of wood that fall off. Harei elu shel balabais, it belongs to the balabos. Hayoytzi mitachas miktoch, umitachas rehitni, but the sawdust that comes from a mitach is an auger, mitachas ritni, a plane, ba nigrar b'megire, or the sawdust that comes when one saws a board, Eilo Shaloi. Bekitza, we have here a stira. And our Mishnah says that the chips that come from a matzah belongs to the carpenter. And here it says that it belongs to the Bailam, a marove, ba'asra de tana didon iketalti chatzine. The two types of chisels, it seems. Lerapsi, the larger one, korilei kashel. And that, by using this, it comes out thicker wood chips. So, comes out thicker wood chips, so that belongs to the balabos. Ulezitrosi korilei matzot. Ba'asra, Asra Lapsakole Kash was it called Matsa. Asra the Tana Boro in the Baraise Chado de Ike Bekorila Matzot, there's only one, and that was the big one. And that they called a matzot. Let us see Rashi. Rashi Magiro Shaira Balaz, which is a sword. Sakinu sheesh bapagimish harbei vekoytetzes meir. It cuts very quickly. Hanifzak b'megira piske eitzim, small pieces of wood, sheeitz oruch upeiske. Migdoch, that's an auger, vayeitzim yisham dake ofer, it's very thin sawdust, that belongs to the carpenter. Hitni plane, that's a plane. Hanigrar b'megira dak, that's the place where the is cut off with a saw. So in the Braise Chadu de Ike, there's only one matzot, verabosiu, umasheres, shapoim kasim, and large chips of wood come off. Zok to Gemara weiter, vim hoyo, Oise Eitzel Tana Rabono, Mesasa Sei Avonim, those who smooth out, or they make, Rashi says, Merabo Oison, they make stones to a square, Umachlik Oison, and they smooth them. Einbem Mishum Gezel. That means, though, that what they file off from these stones, or these small chips of stone, this is no Gezel, there's no use for them. Mefazge ilonais, Sorashi says, kshiyesh bem anofim yoisamidai. If a tree has too many branches, so you want to prune the branches. Koitzitz achas bebentayim, painu pisug loshen dilug ba'achovim. Mefazge, so a person who's pruning the branches that come off of one prunes trees, Mefazke kvanim, menakfe higi, nikuf, Rashi says, shaykh behige, thorn bushes, mevenikim sivche yar bebalzel, hige sne. Menakshe zroim voidre yerokes, Rashi says, menakshe zroim, neitlim yerokes mibineim, Oidre Yerokis, Kshem Tchufais, Yoisa Midai, Neitel Achas Mimentayim, Deishem Mokim, Laharchiv, Ulispashet, is all these things which are taken out, Bizman Shebalabais, Makpid Aleim, Yeshbe Mishum Gezel, Ein Balabais, Makpid Aleim, Areyelu Shaloi.